The hearing of board revision case 2025-0011, Danny Weaver, is being recorded and the date is 5/7/2026. Today's board members are Auditor Scott Yamamoto, Treasurer Angie Mackey Cliff, Commissioner Casey Klosowski. The complainant is seeking CAUV reinstatement on parcel 4801-3000-1700. Could you please state your names?
Danny Weaver.
Okay.
My name is Sam Weaver.
Okay, and could you verify your address for me, please?
8928 Bundysburg Road, Middlefield, Ohio, 44062.
Okay. I just need to kind of get you sworn in. Could you both raise your right hands? Do you affirm that the testimony you are about to give the board is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So you have the image on the aerial photography there. We have, need my glasses, 200 and almost 300 acres of land outlined in your blue depiction there. There's two primary crop fields. You can see that. Can I point on here?
Absolutely.
So we've got a crop field here and a crop field here. And it's actually two different pieces because we made some changes to how we use that land. So I'd like to pass up this stack of documents. Kind of go over a little bit of this.
Can you tell us how many acres are those two areas, roughly?
Yeah, the I did an image on your website. The middle piece there, that rectangular piece, is about 10 acres. And that might be the second page of what I just sent over.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that's just one packet. There's three.
So we've got about 10 acres in the in that piece, yes. And then to the right, that piece, the total of that is about 21 acres.
Okay. 21. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Danny Weaver, would you tell the board when you bought this property?
2019.
And what was being done with those two fields?
The local farmer, Tim Gildersleeve, he farmed those two fields. He leased them from us for three, 4 years, right?
After you bought it?
Yeah.
And then there came a time where he stopped taking care of those fields.
Right.
Generally, what was your impression on why that was? Why did you guys part ways?
Our property was kind of on the outskirts of the area that he farmed. So he had to go pretty far. And because of deer damage, oftentimes he had deer damage there, it kind of got to the point that he wasn't really interested. So we just told him, we'll take it over from him. So that's what we've been doing.
That's when you purchased the property?
Well, they purchased it in 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And they stayed with Tim for several years.
So Tim stopped farming in 2021.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
It was probably 23 at least. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, it, whatever you can remember.
Yeah.
We're just.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned something about deer damage. Animal deers?
Yeah. So after we kind of took over, we kind of downsized it too, where that switchgrass is in the middle of it. But anyways, we had extensive deer damage. So we never took a harvest off in the last couple of years.
For 2 years?
Yeah, because of that reason.
Okay,
so 2024 and 2025 or 2023 and 2024? Give your take.
Yeah.
24 and 25. Okay, we submitted some receipts. These, one of them's not dated, unfortunately, but the other three are dated in April and May of 2025. What are these receipts for? I mean, generally.
Well, this was for lime.
So that's $1,340 for lime, and that was used on?
On both of.
On both those fields?
Yeah.
Just that property?
Yeah, yep.
And this one here for $1,523. We've got fertilizer. Roundup.
Roundup, crop oil, and Bouillabaisse, which was also a chemical, Roundup again. Yeah, it's basically fertilizer and chemicals for spraying.
And that's for those two fields specifically?
Yeah, yep.
And then we've got this from April 29th of 2025. What is this receipt? $1,702.
Yeah, it's soybeans, top 13 bags of soybeans, 4 bags of corn, and 1 acre of clover, which that clover didn't have anything to do with that. Yeah, it was something separate.
Okay, so $71 and
we eliminated from that, right?
Is not for this property.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had, this one doesn't have a date on it, but.
Yeah, I know. The only thing on here that would have anything to do with that property would be that 2.5, the Resicor, the 189 horse. And the way on the bottom, the 7 Wenzel beans, 7 bags of soybeans.
So these are receipts that show that you are purchasing supplies, seeds, fertilizer, whatnot, to as inputs to the property to grow crops. There's included in what we submitted are some copies of photographs taken. What are these photographs taken from?
Trail cameras.
Trail cameras that are on the property?
I know they're not good pictures. They're kind of terrible. I'm kind of embarrassed about it.
So one of the pictures on the bottom, we can see it says November 20th, 2025. Is that about when all 4 of these were taken?
No, I think these were probably taken, I guess, it's during the summer, June, July, maybe.
Okay, so.
The soybeans.
So one of the pictures has some deer in it,
yeah.
And the other picture that's green, those are all soybeans?
Yeah.
And then this.
That's corn.
These are corn pictures,
yeah.
These two. And we could see where the deer are. There's some power lines there. So where would this picture be in relation to your property lines?
It would be that rectangular field. The camera would have been on the south edge of the field, pointing towards that railroad tracks, which runs along that blue line, purple line there.
Okay, so this is pictures of crops that were actually planted on your property.
Yes.
Now, there was mention of switchgrass, and I'm gonna, if I may, point here. We've got a light area here, that's about, it shows in the pictures there, about 7 acres. There's a small area here that's another few acres. I didn't measure that one. They estimate about 13 acres, as they said that a minute ago, that they planted switchgrass in there trying to reduce the amount of cropland. We have 10 acres here, and we have approximately 8 acres surrounding the switchgrass. We estimate approximately 19 acres total in crops. In our complaint, we address the fact that in actual use, CAUV is the actual use, not the intended use. And in this case, we have an actual use of planting crops for the purpose of commercial production. The fact that the crop has failed does not defeat qualification for CAUV. And I give a case that for you to reference there, Rocky Fork Hunt Club versus Country and Country Club versus Testa. In addition, the 13 acres that were taken out of commercial production and went to switchgrass, That is not a commercial or industrial use. So any of the remaining property, as long as it is not a commercial or industrial use, it is qualified, it is not considered a conversion, it is qualified to stay on CAUB. And I explained in my memo, Marlgate versus Greene County is authority for that. That's how the Supreme Court of Ohio has addressed, told us how that works. Going forward, the Weavers have a forest management plan that they intend on working on this year. They just received that. They're going to convert the non-commercial woodland to commercial woodland. And they're hoping to reduce the amount of deer damage over time, but if they don't, that those fields may eventually get abandoned entirely and will strictly be commercial woodland.
Do you have the forest management plan with you today?
Yes.
We could give you a copy of that, yeah.
That would be great. And when is it effective?
It's not.
Not yet.
We just got Sam Hawley write up a plan for us. We paid him for it. That's it.
Okay.
It's not approved yet, nothing.
Okay.
We just have it.
Okay. How many acres does it cover, if you want to summarize for the board?
I think he said, did he say 50 acres couldn't go under it? I think so. It's right around 50 acres that he said couldn't go. I think it was the fields and part of our orchard or something. There's an old apple orchard on there that he wasn't able to put under there. So.
But your intention is to get going with this plan this year?
Not sure. We'd like to keep on with the ag, but we decided to get that prepared just in case we need it. We have to.
When when is the last time that you tried to get a crop off of those fields?
Well, Tim knows.
That was the last time.
Yeah,
was Tim.
We did.
So you have not
been able to take
a crop off.
Yeah, the last 2 years, just too much damage from the deer to make it a viable. So it's been a loss. I mean, you know, we submitted there several thousand dollars in expenses.
And I know Tim, at least 1 or 2 years that he farmed those while we owned it. He also wasn't able to harvest. And I think they gave CAUB, gave him an idle, or gave us an idle year or something like that because of that.
Do you have crop insurance at all?
No, we don't know. I think Tim probably did.
So I have a question. I have the receipt here. It has 13 bags of soybean, 4 bags of corn, and some clover. Can you tell me approximately how many acres of soybean you planted?
There's also one receipt that's 7 bags on the bottom, that which was a different kind of soybeans.
Okay. It has some beans there. It doesn't say soy.
Yeah, I know.
But okay. But if you can just tell me approximately how many acres of beans you planted.
Okay, 10 and a half plus 4 and a half. 15 acres, 4 acres of corn.
And then 4 acres of corn?
Yes.
And then how many acres of clover?
Well, we didn't have any clover. That bag of clover didn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
I know it's on there, but it was for some.
All right. And then I see on your chemicals here, you have some lime, and then you have some high calcium lime. Just like every other property in Northeast Ohio, everything is out of pH balance, so I'm sure that's what you use that for, to get your soil ready.
Yes.
And then you have some fertilizer here. In total, you had about 1.5 ton of fertilizer, so it doesn't look like you used a whole lot of fertilizer for all those crops.
No, we don't use a lot.
Okay, but what I do see here that I find interesting is that you have some broadleaf weed control, and then some Roundup, some more weed control, and some surfactant to make sure it sticks.
Yes.
So where were you putting this weed control, because it was gonna kill your crops?
Well, some of it we sprayed before. Some of that is like a residual, a pre-emergent.
So were you spraying it the year before? Because
no.
Because if you put that, you're not gonna be able to plant on top of it because it destroys your soil. So where were you putting the weed control, especially with that surfactant, to make sure it sticks?
Like that, do you see that resin core on there?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere there's a resin core.
I see it.
That is a pre-emergent spray.
For broadleaf.
Well, it's, you spray it before you plant. And that's not a contact herbicide. It keeps it from growing. So you spray that, and we mix it with Roundup to kill whatever's there, and that Resicor prevents whatever's.
And can you tell me what you were using to put it down? What equipment were you out there spraying?
The 3-point hits sprayer.
On a tractor?
Yeah, on the back of the tractor. Yeah.
Okay. And what size tractor?
Six, 26 horse.
Okay.
A 60-gallon sprayer.
So you used equipment, you didn't use like backpack sprayers?
No.
You took a tractor out
there? We would have pictures of us spraying, but I don't have any of those with us. We're working the fields.
So I have 15 acres of beans, 4 acres of corn, and you didn't plant clover. Perfect. Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. The forest management plan is very helpful. Thank you for bringing that.
Okay.
So anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. I think, we demonstrated we've been making commercial use efforts on this land. That's our intention, and it's our actual use. And look forward to hearing from the board after you've had a chance to deliberate.
The forest management plan, is that ours?
I need to make a copy.
Okay.
Because we would like to have that.
Yeah.
Because that's very helpful.
Should I leave it downstairs?
Yes, please. Yep. Yeah, if you could leave it with Heather, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay. If there's nothing further, we'll conclude. Question?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You'll receive written notice of our decision within 2 weeks.
Okay.
If for some reason you're not satisfied with that, there are other options. Your attorney can help you with those if you need, or you can reach out to the auditor's office. We'd be glad to help you, okay? All right, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
That concludes the hearing for case 0011.